Hello?
My name is Angel. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning the call back to this number. I speak to the person who requested this call.
Yes, ma'am. Evelyn, déjate marco para atrás.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It's for my husband, but they told me, the lady I spoke with told me that there is no Spanish representative, that I could speak with my, I could speak for my husband in his behalf. He's right here next to me. I don't know if y'all need a consent or something.
Give me just a second.
Matthew, ¿cómo fue? What? ¿Qué te dice tu papá? No te quiero llorando. Estoy en el teléfono. Ya, vente. Acuéstate, mi bebé. Mira, ven, mira Netflix aquí. Ven. ¿Ya están en la niña?
¿Eh?
O sea, dije a Evelyn, no sé, te marco de aquí. Nomás cuando comencé a hablar con Evelyn, más caro.
Okay, ma'am, they're not in it this time, so... Hello?
Yes, I know there's none at this time. That's why the lady told me that, yeah, we're going to call me back, but yeah, I have to get a consent so that I could give you my husband's information. He's here. I don't know if you need to speak with him.
No, I just need him to verify that you can give out his information.
Okay, he's on the line.
Hi.
Are you verifying that she can give your information, sir?
Yes.
What's the social?
3270764 57.
What's the issue? Okay, you can give it back to her.
What?
You can give the phone back to her.
Hello?
And what's the issue?
Ma'am, it's because he has a open claim with the state of Texas. But the state of Texas told him on Tuesday, or I believe it was Tuesday, that he had to call the state of Alabama and get his claim open over there. And if they could join his claim with the state of Texas, combined
his employment, was it his last employment? What state was it in?
In Alabama. It was in Hillsborough, Alabama.
What's his first and last name?
Joel Perez. It's J-O-E-L.
J-O-E-M?
No, J as in jam, O-E-L as in lamb.
And last name?
Perez, P-E-R-E-Z.
Date of birth?
January 1st, 1973. Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, he's a U.S. citizen.
Do he have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Yes.
He do?
Well, he understands, but he doesn't speak fluent English.
What is his preferred language?
¿Qué es tu preferida inglés en español? Spanish.
Do he consider himself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I believe 8th grade.
The mother's maiden name?
Le pedí a tu mamá el maiden name. Antes que se casara era García.
Peña
García.
Can you spell it?
It's P-E-N-A.
P-E-N-A. E-N-A.
N as an S, A as an apple. And Pino. Then Garcia. Peña, yes.
Garcia. Do you have a driver license?
My husband does have a driver license. It is Same
what,
and number two.
What state?
It's Texas.
And what's the numbers?
It is 1-1-9-5-8-9-3-2-1. 1958-9321.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your chickens or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a chickens or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Which bank are you using?
BBVA.
Can I have a routing number?
The routing number is
1130-1-10-547. The bank account number?
6778-11-8589.
6778-11-8589.
Yes, ma'am.
And can you verify the mailing address?
It's 462.
462 SM.
S as in Frank, M as in Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
650.
650.
And then the city is Roma, R-O-M-A.
What state
and
is
Texas?
This?
Texas. Texas.
And can you say Roma, R-O-M-A-N?
No, R-O-M-A.
R-O-M-A?
Yes.
And the zip code?
78584.
78584.
Yes.
And just to verify that, that was 462-SM-650, Roma, Texas, 78584.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get a good telephone number?
It's 956-617.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry, your phone's breaking up.
It's
956. Hold on. 956.
617.
3932. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Yes.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Yes. Did he receive benefits in another state besides Alabama?
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
What is that? Hello? Hello?
Do you regularly travel to Alabama?
If it's for work, yeah.
Hello?
Yes?
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
I don't know what that is.
Do you regularly travel to Alabama?
Yes.
Hello? You do?
Yes. Yes.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Is he a what?
Are you available for and seeking for full-time? I'm sorry. Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
Well, when his job goes back, he's going to return back to the Hillsboro cotton gin in Alabama. It's seasonal.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this claim due to COVID-19?
No.
And when was the last day you worked?
The last day he worked was on December 17th,
If not for COVID-19, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
What was that? Is he mentally, physically able? I didn't hear it right.
Can you say that again, ma'am?
Can you repeat yourself? I didn't understand.
If not for COVID-19, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Why not?
You asked if he's mentally able to work.
The most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, if he could go look for work, he's been looking for work.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
He goes and looks for work. It's seasonal, so I believe it's...
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission... Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19, are you available to accept full-time work?
Is he available to work full-time work? Yes.
If not for COVID-19, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Whatever, as many miles as you need.
What is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
¿Cuánto lo menos que aceptas que te paguen la hora? Like $16 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hire hall?
No.
And what's your job title?
He was... ¿Qué decías ahí?
Hmm?
Like construction mechanic.
Mechanic?
Yes.
And what's the name of the company that he worked for?
Hillsborough Gin.
Can you spell it? I don't understand it.
Hillsborough. Hillsboro.
I said, what's the name of the company that he worked for?
That's right. It's called Hillsborough Gin. He worked for that company. It's a gin, a cotton gin.
Hillsborough Gin?
Yes.
Can you spell it? Gintech?
Hillsboro. Yes.
And what's the rest of it?
Gin. Gin.
Have you received or do he expect to receive any of the following pay any time after his last day of work? Vacation pay, holiday pay, or sick pay?
He hasn't received no pay after the last day of work.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from his employer?
No.
Did he elect to have 10% of his weekly benefits check with him for federal income taxes?
I'm sorry. What was that?
Did he elect to have 10% of his weekly benefits check with him for federal income taxes?
Yes, they're allowed to take away 10%.
And when was his last day at work?
December.
December
17, 2020.
And when was the day he started working here?
He started working. ¿Cuándo comenzaste a trabajar allí? Like, I believe it was the mid of August of 2020.
And why is he no longer working here?
Because it's a seasonal job.
And his temporary PIN number for his weekly certification is 5773.
Okay, let me write that down before.
10. What is it?
5773.
Star 1773.
5. It's the last two of his social and the last two of his birthday year.
7 7 3. Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Except for any requirements have been waived during the approved COVID-19 related claim, eligibilities and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sundays and end on Saturdays. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. This can be done online by going to labor.alabama.gov or by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sundays through no later than 5 p.m. Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Late to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed can result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes. What was that number for him, like, to check his claim or to file?
1-800.
I mean, the 1-800-752-7389. Or what's the website?
labor.alabama.gov.
labor.alabama.gov. And is that like a workforce? He just logs in there and he has to create a username in that, or how does that work?
No, that's how he'll do his weekly certification every Sunday. He'll provide his social security number and that 4-digit PIN number that I gave you and do the certifications every Sunday.
Okay. His claim, Texas, wanted to know if you all could combine his claim from Alabama with Texas.
He'll have to call Texas to tell them that he got his claim open, so they'll have to combine it like that.
Okay, so once his claim is open, or by when is it open? By this Sunday? So he'll call Monday?
Whenever he files his first weekly certification, it'll be considered open. So he'll have to wait until next Sunday to do his first certification.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.